Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Rising Above Ministries podcast. I'm your host, Becky Davidson, and I'm so glad that you are joining us for this week's episode. And as you all know, there have been so many challenges that have come up from the season that we've been in with this global pandemic. But there have also been some pretty amazing things that have happened for us as a ministry here at Rising Above. And one of those things was meeting today's guest. Back very early on in the pandemic, I received a Facebook message, and quite honestly, I thought it might be spam. But as I kept reading it, I was completely blown away because the message was from a special needs mom in Beirut, Lebanon. And she had heard an interview that I had done with another ministry leader several months before, where I shared about the resources that we offer here at Rising Above to support and encourage special needs families. She reached out wanting to know more about what we have to offer, and we have been in contact with her ever since. And what is so amazing is that she is now using our small group curriculum that we write here at Rising Above with the special needs families in her country and in her part of the world. And she is even taking that curriculum and translating it into Arabic. Amazing. We are just completely blown away by that. And you know, Betty is just one of the new friends that we have made during 2020. We have heard so many amazing stories of lives that have been impacted and changed by the resources that we're offering here at Rising Above. And to hear more stories, we want to invite you to tune in to our upcoming fundraising telethon that will be held on Friday, October 23rd, that night, Friday, October 23rd, you can tune in right on our website or through our Facebook page. Not only will you get to hear stories from special needs families from around the world, but you're also going to be entertained by some of our friends with special needs. You'll also get to hear a special message from our friend Tim Tebow, and we have a special musical guest, Michael W. Smith. It is going to be a fun-filled night of encouragement where we are going to get to share with you the amazing things God has done through Rising Above in 2020 and share some of the plans that we have for 2021. It's going to be a great night. So be sure to tune in on Friday evening, October 23rd, through our website, risingaboveministries.org, or on our Rising Above Facebook page. It's going to be a great, fun night. Now, I can't wait for you to meet my new friend, Betty, who is joining us all the way from Beirut. Okay, Betty, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so grateful that you're joining us all the way from Beirut, Lebanon. And I just think
that's so grateful to be here.
We are so thankful that you had the time to spend with us today and just so grateful. Now, I had just told you, I said, I'm going to let you pronounce your last name. Your first name is very good sounding, Betty, but your last name, can you say that for us?
It's Mamadi.
Mamadi.
Can you hear it? Mamadi. Yes.
Very nice. Very good. Well, I am so grateful that you're here. And, you know, I was thinking back just a minute ago about how we actually met. Probably what, back in March? I think maybe late February, early March. And I got a Facebook message from a lot of times I get Facebook messages and it's spam, you know, it's not legit. And I started reading this and saying from Beirut, Lebanon, and I thought, this is probably not real. And then I kept reading and I was like, oh my goodness, this is real. And we got to connect shortly thereafter that. So tell us how you found out about Rising Above and about what we do.
I do believe it was God. You know, I ordered a book from the States. It's called Held by Sandra Peoples. And I was reading her book. I loved the material. And I searched on the internet and found her. So I registered with her podcasts and her emails. And one time she sent that she was preparing a webinar for siblings. And I was so interested about the topic. But it seems when I registered in that webinar, a problem happened on the site during the time that she was supposed to go live. And I thought they already started. So I looked down the page and I saw many interviews. So I picked one and it happened to be your interview. Wow. And I didn't notice that it was held 7 months ago. And I watched it and I was so grateful. The material, everything you talked about moved me. And I started looking for you. When I found you, and I want you to know, Becky, I've been sending messages for the past 7 or 8 years to special need ministries around the world because we don't have any access and we don't have any help in Lebanon. And nobody really has a special needs ministry, even in the churches in Lebanon. Mm-hmm. So every time I find the ministry, I would send an email hoping that they would help connect, send resources, teach us. I never received a reply. So when you responded, I was like, no way, she replied. Becky replied, and really, I was so touched. I felt it was an answered prayer because God knew I was looking for material, for resources. I have many special need moms in my life, and I reached a place where I need help. You know, I need more feedback from people who are struggling like me, who are spiritual. And finding you was an answer there, honestly.
Well, it was for us as well, because our team has been praying for years for God to spread the message about our resources and what we have to offer to families outside of the U.S. And so you are an answer prayer to us as well. So I am so, so grateful for that God connected us. And so you are a special needs mom yourself. So tell us a little bit about your family and your son with special needs.
Okay. So I have three kids. The eldest, Kurt, he's now 17. He's on the autism spectrum. And I have a boy, he's 14, a teenager, Kale, and a child, a daughter, Zoe. She's 5 years old. Kurt, you want to know more about him?
Yes, I'd love to know about Kurt. Yes.
Yes. When we discovered he had autism, we didn't know anything about it. In Lebanon, they didn't have special needs schools or, you know, therapists were new in the field. And it was a long journey of going from one doctor to another. We never understood what was his problem because he looked like a typical kid, but his behavior was not typical. And he was a severe case of autism. For years, we struggled a lot because he was nonverbal, very hyper. He gave me lots of hard times because I didn't understand. I never had a special needs kid in my life. Mm-hmm. It was to me like a punishment. I saw I was punished from God. I grieved a lot. I went into denial for years. And it was a tough journey. Honestly, it affected my marriage. We even reached divorce because the clashes we had with my husband were too much. I didn't accept the fact that I left my work to be a perfect mom,
right,
and then nothing was perfect with my son. So it was my biggest, slap. Like, I didn't sign up for this, and I wanted to run away. I started running away from it with the internet, with going out, seeing friends, doing lots of excessive sports. I became anorexic because he was severe. Everything I tried, I failed with him. It wasn't easy. I stopped seeing people because every time I would go out, people would look at me with those pitiful eyes. And I was, I was a very successful girl in my university. I was very successful always till I became a mom. I felt like a big failure because everyone would look at me, why doesn't she know how to raise her son? They didn't understand anything about autism. They just judged me, and I felt, no, I can't handle this. So I remember for a long time I stayed at home, not taking him out, because I didn't want anyone to look at us with those eyes or to say, oh, and we thought our kids are hard. Look at your problems. You know, people were harsh with me, especially in Lebanon and the Middle East. This is a big taboo, having a special need kid. Is not like in the States and in, developed, well-developed countries. Because in your country, they know about them, they give services. In our country, people hide them. You know, you don't want your son to be labeled as a special need kid, especially 17 years ago. Things changed throughout the years because many moms stood up and advocated their kids. Mm-hmm. But when I discovered my son with autism, it was hell. It was hell from the society. It was hell on a personal and marital, on all levels, it was very hard.
Yeah. And
so basically, he changed with time.
So things changed because I found that very interesting that, you know, is it still the culture there where you'd want to hide, you want to stay indoors, you don't want them to be seen, or has that changed over these years?
Becky, I want to tell you that personally, I worked on myself when I started studying the Bible mm-hmm. and seeing God's perspective on autism. I started going out and challenging the society, teaching mm-hmm. them.
Good.
Defending myself. I was just, it's okay. He has a special case. The sounds hurt his ears. I would be there. People would be watching me with a big tantrum and I would be explaining why he's doing that. And I was always at peace. And people saw that peace in me and they started coming and telling me, what is autism? Explain to us more. And later on, I started discovering there are other moms who are using their resources, their money, especially rich moms in Lebanon who have kids on the spectrum. They started opening schools, opening classes in typical schools, and doing meetings so to integrate our children in society. It's been a long journey. Some moms are doing it like by faith, like they don't know what they're doing, but they want their kids to be part of society. And they developed with time. So right now we see lots of kids with special needs and people have more compassion.
Good.
They are more willing to come and play with them, ask about them. You can find more compassion everywhere you go now because these moms, they advocated very well mm-hmm. through social media, through schools, through going on campaigns, and many centers open to help spread that they are different, but they deserve a chance to be treated like other kids.
Yeah.
And this has changed the society gradually. But still, there are many families who don't accept them, mm-hmm. who feel embarrassed.
Right.
Because that depends on their education and their social background. So if you're not educated, you would look at your son in a different way.
Different way.
Than if you're educated.
Yes. And I think, plus your faith kind of changed your perspective as well. When you started your relationship with Jesus, with God, then your whole attitude shifted as well, it sounds like.
I want to tell you, 10 years ago, things changed when I built a relationship with God. I think Jesus did a miracle of allowing her to start talking. And that was the miracle that brought me closer to God, to understand that, no, Kurt is not my punishment. Kurt is not a curse in my life. He's my blessing. So then the journey changed and everything changed inside my life.
So what is his day-to-day life like there in Beirut? I would assume there's some things that would be similar to our families here in the States, our kids with autism mm-hmm. here in the States, but what does his day-to-day look like for him?
Before the quarantine, we had a different life than now, definitely. Before the quarantine, our day would be like he would go to school from 8 to 2. He would come back, and then he would have activities, maybe go to the gym, have sports, spend time with me. We do devotionals. We study the Bible. We do things with his brother and sister. And he sits a lot on the computer. That's part of his day. I have to admit, technology takes their mind. They love it.
Yes.
So he sits a lot on the computer. We try to limit it as much as possible. Some days we can't because we're busy and you find him drifting back to that routine.
Right.
But we try to keep him away from the computer as much as we can.
Right.
During the quarantine, it was a great bonding time for the family. Mm. Because my husband was at home and we would become very creative, doing activities as a family, bonding together, cooking together. It was really good bonding time for us. And Kurt showed signs of improvement during that time.
Wow.
But now we're at a stage where people went back to work, mm-hmm. but schools are still closed. And after the explosion, kids are traumatized. And, you know, the anger level is higher now with Kurt because he heard the explosion. He saw the pictures of the people dead and injured, and that wasn't easy for him. So he started talking in a louder voice, so expressing anger with everything. And it was a tough period, honestly, because we weren't okay to handle him because we are facing lots of traumas, like the economy, the political situation, the explosion, Beirut is destroyed. These are things that are we are all grieving now. We are all in pain. So it's very hard to handle him at this situation. So I called the principal, honestly, and I asked for help. I told her, I need help. And she said she offered to open the school for Kurt and take him half the day with a teacher.
Oh, wow.
And he's teaching him how to do carpentry. He's doing now volunteer work, feeding the needy people. They would arrange the food inside the school, and he would go feeding the poor families around because in the region there are lots of needy people. Mm-hmm. So he's going now to school till 2. And in the afternoon, he spends time with me, with his dad, with his brother and sister, and on the computer, of course.
Full day. Full day. Well, I wanted to ask you about the explosion because most everyone heard, you know, here in the States, heard about the horrific explosion that happened in your city. Yes. And it was not too far from where you live, if I'm correct.
No.
And so how did that impact your family? And how did the explosion impact the special needs families in your community? Because I'm sure, like you said, with your son, the trauma and all that, have you seen that with the other special needs families in your area that the explosion has impacted so many other areas in your life beyond just the day-to-day?
Yes, definitely the explosion changed our world. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that the explosion happened when the government allowed people to go back to work. It was a busy day. People were on the roads. And half of the capital of Beirut was lost.
Wow.
The buildings. Yeah, we cannot even, we still don't believe what happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much to accept the fact that our country got destroyed in 1 second. The impact, we are all traumatized because the sound of the explosion was like a huge earthquake. It started like that, and then the first voice was scary, and you cannot imagine the second sound we heard. It was terrible. And we were protected. I do believe God put his hand on the country, because if it didn't go 70% in the sea, all of Lebanon would have been lost.
Wow.
It would have reached everywhere. Because it was that huge.
Wow.
We are all grieving, Becky.
Of course.
We are all, we're not understanding what happened. People started leaving the country immediately after the explosion. They lost hope. We have suicide rates. Every day we hear about suicide, people committing suicide. Everyone is thinking or working to immigrate now. Especially families with special need kids, because the schools are closing, the special ed departments are closing. Every day I get calls from moms asking me, where should I take my son? The school closed the department. I don't know what to do with him. People are so depressed and they are so hopeless. And, you know, I'm avoiding the news because the situation in Lebanon, it's not only the explosion. It's like every day there's something new.
Yeah, you've trauma,
yes, trauma,
trauma, trauma, trauma. Yeah.
Yeah. What I'm hearing about is divorce rates are increasing. Abused wives and abused kids is increasing because people are losing their anger fits. We hear scary stories. Honestly, I just had a talk with a special need mom the dad was abusing the son. You know, they feel like they're trapped and, you know, they don't have God in their lives. And
right.
So all the evil is coming out and we are seeing too much evil in our country. It's so sad, honestly. I don't know. Special need families are lost. They don't know what to do. And my talks with them, I'm just trying to put hope. But when they are not seeing God in the picture, it's very hard to put hope in their eyes.
And that's why what you do is so important. Tell us about the special needs ministry that you lead in Lebanon, in Beirut, and what that looks like. And because what you're doing right now is more critical than ever before for your families.
True. I started the special need ministry around 10 years ago, because when I saw my son just sitting in the Sunday school, not doing anything, holding the phone and watching YouTube, I didn't want my son to spend his church time like this. Mm-hmm. So I remember I went inside and I told the pastor and his wife, I really need to have a place for my son to learn about God. The pastor asked me to train everyone about special needs. So I started doing workshops and teaching them what to say to special need families, what to never say to them,
yes,
how to react if our son does a tantrum. And we started opening the church, doing events for special need families, welcoming them. More than 300 families would do a fun day for them, activities. And gradually, the campus and the singles, they came and they told me, train us. We want to help you in this ministry. And, you know, the kids who grew up with Kurt all these years, now they are his best advocates.
I love it.
So the special needs ministry, yes, we welcome many families. Some families come and go. Some families became followers of Jesus. But everyone knows that there's a place for them in our church. Even though we have two children now in the special needs ministry, my son and a young lady, Manuela, she's 22. But we do lots of activities in the society for special needs. I've been training and talking to many churches. They don't know how to have special needs ministries in their churches. So they're still working on it. In the Middle East, you don't find this. In Lebanon, we are the only church who have a special needs ministry. So later on, I joined a group of believers who have a special needs center. It's called Skilled Center. And they told me we need you to be part of our group. It's a center where you come do assessments for your kids and therapy. But they wanted me to be helping the parents because they saw that I was doing it inside the church. And they believe therapy alone is not enough. Mm-hmm. Parents need support from a parent who understands them. So I started 3 years ago with Skilled Center, and we brought Night to Shine to Lebanon. Mm. We did it twice. It was an amazing experience. Everyone in Lebanon talked about it. It was wonderful. And after that, I started the parent-to-parent support group, where I would meet the parents who come to the center. We would do like a breakfast to them, and we would sit, and I would allow them to just take it, express their feelings, share their pain. And every time I would prepare something to refresh their spirits. Mm. Although we don't talk spiritual verses, but all the spiritual values are planted
right
in those families. And we do it every month. The parents, I've seen how much they've improved in their marriages because we address their marriages. We address how to know the love language, their love language, their spouse's love language, their kids' love language. We're working on their siblings. We are now recording awareness videos to spread in the country, coming from parents with special needs, what they learned from their journey. It's an amazing job. I love it. It's not a job to me. I believe it's my dream come true, because that was my vision, to help parents 10 years ago. So I'm seeing that happening. When I get calls from parents who are in pain, and then they feel well just because I listen to them and I show them I care. And I'm so grateful to God because He put me in this place. I love the moms. I have around 16 moms in my life now. And we are moving now, very soon, we are moving to the north of Lebanon. They want us to go there and start training parents there how to lead support groups. So it's been amazing. And when we were quarantined, I started Zoom meetings at 6 a.m. in the morning for moms who showed interest in God. And I took the material from Rising Above Ministry. Thank you, Becky, for opening the door for that.
You are so welcome.
We've been doing the questions analyzing ourselves, thinking. You know, I love what I love about your Bible studies is that it makes us stop and think. Many times we don't think how we're feeling because we're always on the run. So these studies help us to just calm down. And what do you want? How do you talk? How are your words life or disaster in your home? Mm-hmm. And I cannot tell you, I wish one day you will meet the moms and listen to their testimonies and how they're sharing in their churches what this group is doing to them. One of the moms comes from a different religious background. She did a Bible study for the priest and the church in her village using your material, using what she's learning from the from this group in the morning.
I did not know that.
We do it every Thursday.
That makes me so happy. And when I got, oh my goodness, I just love that. And when I got a photo that you sent me of your group of moms in your country who were meeting via Zoom using the Rising Above curriculum, that you, this is what I love. You took what we had created that was in English and you translated it into Arabic for those moms. And when I saw those photos, I cannot tell you what that did for us as a team to know that what God had entrusted to us, had given us to share with families, was now being used with families across the world and being translated into Arabic. It was a dream come true for us and just made us so happy. So to hear that then those moms are taking it and using it with other moms, other families, I just can't even, it just makes me so happy.
Yes, I want to share one more thing. We had a meeting worldwide. You know, our brothers and sisters opened the Zoom to encourage us after the explosion. Mm-hmm. And when I shared about our Zoom meeting and our studies, they started calling me from Dubai. And I sent you another picture of another sister who has special needs and who has for years been in church. Nobody helped her with her child. And now we have Zoom meetings and I'm sending her your curriculum so she does her quiet times from them to heal so she can help other moms in her country. Because I'm sure this is our mission everywhere.
I just absolutely love that. And I love to see how God took the situation with being quarantined and being during COVID, where we were having to be at home, that he has taken that opportunity and now reusing it to reach so many other special needs families around the world, not only in your country, but now in Dubai. And I suspect in other Arab nations, it will happen as well in time. And that I just love that about God, how he can take what we offer and use it and spread it to places we could never even imagine. How have you seen? Go ahead.
I want to tell you that in the Middle East, when we started the special needs ministry and we would go to conferences, my husband and I, taking Kurt with us, the Jordanian people would look at us and, are you crazy bringing your son all the way to a conference and he has autism? Here we don't show them, but they were so shy to tell us. Mm. After years, they came and confessed to us that they struggled with our son when they saw him at first. But God worked on us from the example that we were putting our son everywhere with us. They started accepting the kids in their society, even though they weren't showing it to us. And now they ask us because they believe in Jordan, they need help. The kids there are treated like animals. Mm. So I do believe we are changing this. It's going to take time, but we started it 10 years ago with your material. It's going to help more. So God is working. I can see there's a big vision, big message coming out from all of this.
I just love it. So what would be some of the impact that you've seen, some changes you've seen in the moms that you and the families you've been working with that now, you know, you prayed for years to have resources and now you have the resources from Rising Above. So how are you seeing the changes? What are you seeing in the moms and families that you love and serve now that you have those resources that you had been praying for so long?
I can tell you from the group that I'm sitting with, now I see them joyful. They never miss the meeting because they know, they tell their husband, this meeting is allowing us to give more to our families all through the week. they feel it's their refreshment. And they tell me, they told me the other time that we were praying to have something like this. And it's helping us a lot. We now have joy. We accept our situation. We feel calmer. And it came on time because with all the mess that's happening around them, now this is their haven where they come to get, you know, to get hugged by God, to feel how much they're special in His eyes and that they are not alone. He's taking good care of them. So I look at them and I hear their feedback and I feel, wow, I'm so touched every time one of them expresses. And you know, special need moms, they have this vague look when you start talking to them. Right. They're so depressed and they're not in touch with their emotions. There's too much inside. And once that breaks and they come out and they tell you how they're feeling, you feel, wow, it's a big victory because I know how much pain is inside of each one of us. So to reach a point and say, this place is my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. It's a big victory. And this is the impact that the studies are doing on the moms around me.
I love it. And we can't wait to provide you with more resources and for you to be able to share with the moms all across your part of the world. I love that. And that, like I said, that God's taken a prayer that both of us were having. You were praying on your side of the world for resources. We were praying on our side of the world for our resources to reach people. And then God brought those two together.
Amen.
And what a beautiful thing. And so we are so, so grateful. And I cannot wait to see what He's going to do next. And with this relationship and friendship that we now have, and just how you're going to be able to reach more and more families now. It's so exciting.
Yes. Amen.
So we
thank
end.
You,
no, thank you. And we end each one of our podcasts with the one thing. And so what would be the one thing you would want our listeners to know about what your life is like as a special needs family in Lebanon to give them kind of a picture of what your world looks like?
Yes. I want them to be very grateful that they live in a country where they have a government that thinks about them, where they have many things of their basic needs met.
Yes.
Living in Lebanon, I am grateful for one thing. You know, living in Lebanon, you have the spirit of fear hovering over us all the time. You know, all my life here, I've been terrified from bombs because my childhood was spent in shelters. We've been bombarded in every way. We've been saved from explosions, car explosions. We've been saved from airplane bombs in 2006. You cannot imagine how much we don't have security. And the one thing about Lebanon, and that's why I never think about leaving this country, is I can see God so clearly here. I know I depend on Him every second of my day. If I leave my home, I'm totally dependent on Him to come back home. If I want to eat today, I'm totally dependent for Him to bring the bread home. Especially now, there's no jobs. The currency is lost. People are hungry. So everything in Lebanon, we have nothing. Honestly, we have nothing.
Wow.
But we have God so big here because we live by faith. Everything we have, we are grateful. Like today, we had a good day with our children. Amen. God provided a good day. I want you to be grateful. And I don't want you to go into your comfort zone, special need moms, there, because you have a lot. You know, here we don't have anything. On top of our problems at home, we have problems outside. We don't know if we're going to have schools for our kids. We don't know if we die, they're going to take care of our kids. We don't know if we're going to have money because we lost all our money in banks. So we don't know if we're going to have any money to provide our kids for the future. So we live in total uncertainty, but in total dependence on God. We are totally surrendered here to His will in our lives. And honestly, because I see Him so big, I do believe my mission here is to save souls because life is too short. And I know we're in pain over our kids, but let us use our pain to glorify God. Let us use our stories to show His story.
Yeah.
In our lives, because He did a lot for us. And I believe each one of us has seen miracles. Walking with Jesus, you see a lot of miracles. I've seen a lot. I'm so grateful. And I want them to know that here we are the population who shows a smile to hide lots of pain. You might look at me today and say, wow, look at her. She looks nice and everything. But because we are fighting our grieving with a smile, with our looks, we fight it by going out. We are a people, we are fighters, we are survivors, because life here is like living in a jungle. The devil is attacking us from every corner, and we need your prayers. Special need moms, remember us here. We need lots of prayers in this time, because we don't know where we're going, where our country's going, what's going to happen to our kids and families. But we trust your prayers. We depend on your prayers, and we know that God will provide a way out. This is what I need you to know.
You know, and I'm so thankful that you shared that, because I know for us here in the U.S., we do have so many advantages and so many things that we take for granted each and every day. And so to hear you and your heart and your daily struggles, I hope will help us see things in a different perspective, to be able to see how blessed we are and to be grateful that we had food to eat. You had a roof over your head, that your needs were met for the day. And so thank you for sharing the daily realities of what your life is like.
Thank you, Becky. Thank you. I do believe our testimonies is to help us stay strong in the faith, because the days are evil. So I know what God is doing in our lives. I pray to be testimony for others to stand and run the race. There's no time, and we don't know what's going to happen, but we know God is coming soon. So let us be prepared.
Amen. Could not agree more. And what a great way to end things. Betty, I am so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for our new friendship that we have. I'm so grateful for you doing what you do to love and serve special needs families in your country and in your part of the world. And we are honored to get to partner with you and to share what God has given to us to share with you. And it makes us just so honored to get to know that prayer was answered, that your prayer was answered and our prayer was answered and brought us together. And so we just do pray blessings on you and your work and your family. And just thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Becky, and God bless you. I know you're doing a lot for the ministry. I can see your love to our families. And I'm so grateful I met you. I got to hear your husband's story. I listened to his words, and I love every word he wrote. And God is going to use his testimony to spread everywhere. I know every tear we it goes down, God, it's not wasted, and God will use it powerfully. And I thank you so much for what you're doing.
Thank you. God bless you, friend.
God bless you too.
Thank you for listening to the Rising Above Ministries podcast. We would like to thank Jimmy Thorpe and Patrick Mayberry for providing the music for our podcast today. If you like what you hear, please take a minute to leave us a rating and review. This helps others like you find our content more easily. You can learn more about how Rising Above Ministries is encouraging the special needs community by checking out our website at risingaboveministries.org or by finding us on Facebook and Instagram. We look forward to connecting with you.